Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
It's time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of blues and rhythm and blues, and the best and the rarest of both. Come on in, take off your coats, leave them with the hat check girl. Your table's ready by the bandstand. And right up on the deck at the moment is Floyd Dixon, a young Texas piano player. And this is Floyd and Please Don't Go.
Well,
apologies for the somewhat scratchy quality of that. Specially 78, it was especially 468, Floyd Dixon, and Please Don't Go. Well, this is a rare record show, after all. Next track is exceedingly rare. I think it was never actually issued until probably sometime in the 90s. It was recorded by Sun sometime back in the 50s. It's Houston Stokes, who was a drummer on many of the Sun sessions. Well, this is Houston singing, You'll Be Sorry. He had a pretty good voice for a drummer. That was Houston Stokes and You'll Be Sorry, unissued side from Sun. Next up is Sonny Boy Williamson. This is Sonny Boy Williamson II, Rice Miller. And this is one of his earlier sides. It's in the days when he recorded for the Trumpet record label. So this is Trumpet 216, 1954. And it's Going in Your Direction.
I'm going your direction. I want to walk along with you. Yes, I'm going your direction. I want to walk along with you. You make me have a strange feeling, but it ain't nothing that I can do. I've been standing on this corner ever since 15 after 2. I've been standing on this corner ever since 15 after 2. I know you was going my direction, and I want to walk a little piece with you. And it told me that it came from you. I received a mighty sweet letter, and it told me that it came from you. I enjoy going your direction, so just let me walk with you. buses pass me too. I know you was going my direction, so I just want to take a little walk with you.
Another rather scratchy side, I'm afraid. Sally Boy Williamson and Going in Your Direction. But it's rare. This one you should be able to hear a little easier. This is the country spot this week, and I'm returning to one of the classic trucker vocalists. Truck driving songs were quite a big genre in the US a few years back. And a guy who really made a career out of truck driving songs was Dave Dudley. So I'd like to play one of his tracks. This is Dave doing Two Six Packs Away.
I got on my wheels and I went on the town a dragging. I hit a big old tree, it looked like I wrecked a beer wagon. I got a hospital bill just waiting for me to pay. I had a sweet little honey just 2 6-packs away. I told that judge there was two trees and I went between them.
2 6-packs away.
From what I hear your condition, that's the way that you seen them.
2 6-packs away.
He laid down that hammer and he gave me 90 long days. I had a sweet little honey just 2 6-packs away. Anyway, it's gonna take a while to put my wheels back together. Now Sunday rolls around, that's my cigarette day. And my baby's still awake, just 2 6-packs away. When I get out of this place, I'm gonna say I never saw one. I'm going down to Joe's and have that big bartender draw me one. My throat is dry and my mouth feels just like clay. And my baby is awaiting just 2 6-packs away. Yeah, my baby's still awaiting just 2 6-packs away. I got my sweet little honey just 2 6-packs away. Yeah, my baby's still awaiting just 2 6-packs.
Dave Dudley there, 2 6-packs away. All you truckers driving down the M1 today, I know the driving conditions aren't too good, but I hope you enjoyed that track anyway. Well, we come on now to the rare record spot and a really scratchy record. This actually, this is not too bad. This is a Paramount. Paramount Records not generally known for their tremendous audio quality, but this is Paramount 12759. It was recorded in 1929 by a Nolan Welsh. He was known as Barrel House Welsh. And this is Larceny Woman Blues.
The rain is falling, beginning and to snow. The rain is falling, it's beginning and to snow. And the woman I really do love, she's gone back to Chicago. Oh, but the Chicago women, they've got it all good. Oh, Chicago women, it all baby, I'll break up that neighborhood. Oh, but these Chicago women really cannot understand. Oh, these Chicago women really cannot my baby. Tries to do my part. But these Chicago women would lock me in my pond, yeah, hon. All these Chicago women would lock me in my pond, yeah, hey. All these Chicago women would lock me in my pond, yeah, hey. I have left me partner on my pole, yeah, baby. Oh, don't you take me back, baby. You don't know my mind. Oh, you don't know my mind. Thought I may look happy, baby, but I'm almost dying.
Barrel House Welsh there, and Larceny Woman Blues from the Francis Smith collection. Barrel House Welsh, I seem to recall from the dim and distant past that he also did some tracks with Louis Armstrong. But that one, I suspect there are probably not more than half a dozen copies of that anywhere around. Well, there's a few more copies of this. This is this next track is aside from the Modern Jazz Quartet. Great blues outfit when they wanted to be, and this is Milt Jackson, John Lewis, Percy Heath, and Connie Kay in a Milt Jackson composition, Bluesology. Bluesology from the Modern Jazz Quartet. That was on Atlantic and was recorded in 1956. Well, we're really getting away from the rare records now. This was a top 10 R&B hit for Freddie King. It's Lonesome Whistle Blues. Freddie King and Lonesome Whistle Blues. That was on Federal 45-12415. Now for something a little unusual. I don't normally play LP tracks, but this is a rather nice one. It's from the album Mardi Gras in Baton Rouge, 1971-72. And it features Professor Longhair doing a few songs that I've never heard him do before. This is a Chris Kenner song. It's got Snooks Eaglin on guitar, and it's Sick and Tired.
I'll even brush your teeth. I'll come back in the evening and you're still in bed. You've got a rag tied around your head.
Professor Longhair, they're Sick and Tired. Very tasty Snooks Eaglin solo there, I thought. Well, let's move right along to the gospel spot. And this week, it's Roscoe Robinson with Huey Brown and the Silver Quintet. This was a group that Roscoe Robinson led for very many years. And they had one or two reasonably good hits, and I think this might well have been one of them. It's Sinner's Crossroads.
I was standing, I was standing at the crossroads, and I understand you.
Sinner's Crossroads by the Silver Quintet. It was popularly supposed that Roscoe Robinson, who usually sang lead with the group, was the lead singer on that one too, but apparently not. I read recently that the lead singer on that was Albert Bill Sunbury, a tune written by Otis Sibley, and that the record is VJ 223 from 1956. Okay, you're listening to the Keynote Club with your host Bob Hall on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you want to go up onto our website, all the Keynote Clubs are podcast up there, and you're very welcome to download them and enjoy them at your listening pleasure. I have to leave you for a moment for this important message, but I'll be back in a flash.
You found that perfect someone. But you know, finding that perfect someone is more than handing over a $100 bill at your passenger window or going to awkward speed dating nights and hoping you meet some other desperado. It's about a ticking clock. It's that message in the back of your head that says, bang everything in sight. That's evolution's way of keeping the species going. But once you've found that special someone, you want to know, how old is she really? She says 31, but maybe you've got doubts. Hi, I'm Ed Michaels with RCD Personal Research. RCD stands for Radiocarbon Dating. Let's be honest, women are liars. Get the real answer about her age with Radiocarbon Dating. For a small fee, we'll send you an RCD kit. And with a strand of her hair, saliva, or frothy discharge, you can determine if you're going out with a granny or a girl that could get you jail time. Radiocarbon Dating and Personal Research. It's time to know the truth.
That was on the Nashville-based Excello label. It was Kid King's Combo and Banana's Split. That was Excello 2009. That was another hit. That was number 9 on the R&B charts in 1953. Well, let's go over and play a Cajun track. Let's go down to Louisiana. This is the Savoy Family Band, and this is on the Ahuli label. It's a label that did a great deal to encourage traditional Cajun music, and this is Sam's Big Rooster.
Come on, Mark.
Dans le poulailler, si j'arrête de faire tout ça, je vais. Sera gombo dans le bol à Saint. Moi, je cours les poules toute la grande journée. Que ça pend des œufs pour Saint manger. Ma crèque est rouge, mes écrans sont grands. Ma viande est dure, c'est ça, ça prend.
Live track there from the Savoy Family Band and some frenetic piano playing on Sam's Big Rooster. This next track was recorded by Sam Phillips in Memphis, but was released on Chess. It's Chess 1494, and it's Harmonica Frank, real name Frank Floyd. Harmonica Frank has appeared in many blues compilations over the years. Many folks didn't actually know that he's a white man, and he's a medicine show performer. But really, his life was little different from any number of other poor folks in America, and he came up the same way. And when you come up that hard, you play the blues. This is Howlin' Tomcat.
Tomcat, been howling all night long. I wonder why Tomcat feels so lonesome. Oh, and them pretty pageants done gone. See the bow in my back, baby.
Say the thumb of my snow.
When you hear me howling, claws ringing on your back door, they ain't scratched out, I just won't scratch them.
Howlin' Tomcat by Harmonica Frank. We're now going back to New Orleans. This is a track by the Royal Kings. It was recorded in Cosimo Matassa's studio. I think Dave Bartholomew wrote the track, so I presume he's something to do with the band. And it's Bouncing the Boogie.
Thank you.
Bouncing the Boogie by the Royal Kings. That was on Specialty 444. Next up is Lonesome Sundown, whose real name was Cornelius Green. And this is another Accello track. It's Accello 2236 from 1963. I did actually see Lonesome Sundown in LA many years ago, and he was a great performer. He was really deserved to be better known than he is. Anyway, this is Lonesome Sundown, and I'm a sampling man.
Oh, well, I kissed a chick in California. I kissed one in New Orleans. If you want to know what love's all about, come over here to me. I'm a sampling man. I'm a sampling man. All the girls that I've loved say my love is grand. I walked a chick home from the show last night, and when we got in front of the door, I kissed her one time and she begged me, please kiss me some more. I'm a sampling man. I'm a sampling man. All the good that I've loved say my love is grand. Come here, baby. In many places, Missouri and Chicago too. But right now, pretty baby, I wanna make love to you. I'm a sampling man. I'm a sampling man. All the good that I've loved, say my love is grand.
Lonesome Sundown, and I'm a sampling man.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's the time for this week's challenging record. And this, I think, is quite challenging. This is Little Jan and the Radiance. They were a Syracuse doo-wop group, and I think they're perhaps not as concerned with pitch as a professional group might be, but it was issued on a professional record. This was issued on Vim 507 in 1960, and it's If You Love Me.
Oh,
sheer artistry, I think you'll agree. If You Love Me by Little Jan and the Radiance. This is Somewhere Down the Line by Little Johnny Taylor.
You still want me? If somewhere down the line, if you find that you still want me, remember that I told you that I love you. Our love would always be somewhere, somewhere. Oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. The more I try to forget you, the more you on my mind. But somewhere, 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 oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. If you ever think about me, baby, if I ever cross your mind, if you ever think about me, baby, if you ever change your mind, just let me up, baby. I won't be hard to find, but somewhere you're gonna need me. Somewhere, just look for me. Call me, love me, baby.
That was from his Galaxy period, Little Johnny Taylor on Galaxy 722, Somewhere Down the Line. Now we're getting really up to date with Luther Huff. This is 1951 Blues, Luther and his brother both playing guitar here.
Lord, was not my year. 1950, Lord, was not my year. I hope blues and trouble boys hurry and disappear. Woman out of loving, 1948. Woman of a loving, 1948. She was a married woman, she couldn't keep her business straight. Had no woman, 1949. Had no woman, 1949. I'm gonna get me a woman, boys, run my fool self blind. Make that better, 1951. Make that better, 1951. Says I'm gonna make that better, boy, than 1951. I had no woman, 1949. Had no woman, 1949. I'm gonna get me a woman, boys, run my fool self blind.
Luther Huff and his brother Percy on Trumpet 132, 1951 Blues. Well, we've come to the end of the show. I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall, on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. Come and see us again next week. Going to leave you with Hound Dog Taylor and My Baby's Coming Home. This is on Bee and Baby from the early 60s.